Hi, my name is Jackie Dover, and I'm with the Center for Mindfulness Studies in Toronto. Welcome. This session is a guided mindful walking meditation practice. And the session is sponsored by Arc'teryx. So the guidance I'll offer here, the intention is to support the use of walking as a more formal mindfulness practice. So what we're doing is we're bringing awareness to the direct experience, so our actual experience, as we walk. So I'm going to offer some suggestions to support your practice. The first suggestion is around the amount of time. So carving out some time, setting aside around 30 minutes for the practice. And so for this practice of doing nothing but walking, whether indoors or outdoors. And if walking isn't a possibility for you, if it's not an option, the principles are the same. So the principle of bringing mindful attention to the experience of moving in a repeated way, so repetitive movement, can be practiced really with any movements that are possible for you. So for the formal walking meditation practice, the suggestion is to bring awareness to the sensations in the feet, perhaps on the soles of the feet, while walking. But you can also bring attention to any movement that's possible. This could be the movement of the eyes, movement of a finger raising and lowering, lifting and lowering one arm after the other. Raising and lowering a foot. So, bringing mindful attention to any repeated movement that is possible for you. You may choose to listen to this guidance before you do the practice, and then come back to the guidance, the recording, at any time you want some reminders or to refresh your memory around the practice. And so, choosing a location for practice. Someplace that is relatively quiet, if you can access that. Not too many people or pets that may interrupt you or any other disturbances, if that's an option. And then preparing to walk. Because we're not trying to get anywhere or go any place, you don't actually need a lot of space. So some people may choose to move along the length of a distance of a yoga mat or move between the distance of two walls. 15 to 20 paces are sort of suggested as a guideline if you're walking for practice. So choosing a location. And again, for this practice, we're deliberately paying attention, so bringing attention to sensations in the body as we walk or move. And so in your environment, with your eyes open and choosing a pace or a speed that's suitable for you. And then using this path that you've chosen, so whether it's a short lane or a movement between two objects or two walls. And if you're walking, standing in this place, if that's available to you. So either standing or being in stillness, checking in with your internal environment, what's here in the heart, body, and mind. Maybe taking a moment to explore your external environment, your outside world. In whatever way, using all your senses. Looking, listening, feeling, whatever is available to you, whatever you have access to. And it can be helpful before you begin to walk to set an intention or to remind yourself of the intention that you've set. An intention to set aside time in a deliberate way to bring awareness, to bring presence to yourself and to the moment, to each moment. Beginning in stillness, noticing or bringing awareness to any intention to move. Being fully aware as the body begins to move. Noticing any shifting and then moving. If you're walking, you may bring awareness to your weight shifting to one side as one foot lifts up, moves, and then is placed down, perhaps making contact with the floor, feeling the other foot lifting, moving, placing. Or if you're moving the body in a different way, bringing awareness to moving, moving, moving. The repeated movement that's possible for you. The experience of movement in the body. Just being with movement, not trying to go anywhere or get any place. And when you get to the end of your path or lane, or after a few moments, if you're not working with a path or a lane, choosing to pause, bringing awareness to what's here in relative stillness. Feeling into any intention to begin to move again. If you're walking on a path or a lane, perhaps bringing awareness to the experience of turning, perhaps pausing again, and then beginning to move again. Shifting, lifting, moving, placing. And deciding what speed to move. With the formal walking meditation practice, we often slow down the usual process of walking. Especially when we're beginning. So walking at a pace that's a bit slower than your usual way of walking. It's a little slower than the usual way of walking or moving. If your mind is busy, so with a very active mind, it can be helpful to walk a little bit faster. And then as the mind becomes more steady, if it does, then you might want to see, you know, bring some curiosity to slowing things down, slowing down the pace. And perhaps bringing awareness to sensations in the body that are a little more subtle. When the mind is busy, when the mind is active or a lot of thinking going on, it can be helpful to have something really specific to place our attention on. So with the walking meditation practice, this can be sensations on the bottom of your feet as you walk. So your feet serving as an anchor to the present moment, feeling the sensations in the feet with movement. If you're moving in a different way, choosing an anchor, a place to return to bring your attention back to the present moment. Whenever needed. And every now and then you might find your attention, your mind has drifted or moved or been pulled away from your anchor. Whether you're working with sensations in the soles of your feet or another anchor, your mind may be pulled to things in the past, past regrets, maybe things in the present that you're preoccupied with. And the mind is pulled to the future, whether your future fears. So anytime you notice that your attention has moved away from the experience of walking, moving in the way we're moving in this practice, those moments when you notice that attention has moved away, notice where attention is gone. And then gently, in a kind way, redirect your attention back to whatever you're focusing on, whether that's your feet on the ground with walking, or other movements that you're making. Coming back to awareness of the body again and again. And those moments when your mind is quite steady, you may want to explore expanding attention, so widening your attention to a larger area. So if your attention has been on the soles of your feet, maybe expanding attention into the legs or the whole body as you move. You may even choose to widen awareness to the space around you. Or opening your attention to awareness of sounds and thoughts while you walk or move. Moving, pausing, if you're curious about experimenting with breathing while you walk, you may want to explore taking a breath as you initiate the movement. So breathing in as you move, perhaps one foot, breathing out as you place the foot on the ground, breathing in as you lift the opposite foot. Breathing in as you move in whatever way is possible for you. Breathing out. Allowing your breath to determine the speed of your walking or movement. Or taking a few steps or a few movements with each breath. And when the mind wanders away or moves away from the direct sensations in the feet or the legs or the body walking, again, just noticing and being gentle and kind as you return attention back to whatever you're focusing on. Nowhere to go, nothing to do, walking with awareness. From time to time, perhaps taking the opportunity to pause, come to stillness, noticing the attention to begin to move again, and when ready, moving. From time to time, you may find lots of thoughts present, so the mind becoming quite distracted, quite pulled away from this experience of walking or moving. And there's an invitation as you walk to allow thoughts to just pass through the mind like clouds passing through the sky. You know, whatever's arising, memories, judgments, daydreaming. It's all perfectly okay. Notice the thoughts and the process of thinking, and as best you can, let them be without reacting to the thoughts, without getting caught up in or following the thoughts. Just acknowledge them, and then again and again, coming back to the experience of the body walking or moving, coming back to the practice. Moving to arrive more fully into this moment. Turning the experience of walking into a more direct experience. Arriving in the present moment with each movement. And in those moments of stillness in between movement, perhaps allowing each movement to be nourishing and healing. Perhaps allowing the process of walking generate qualities of ease, peace, and kindness. And so this guidance today, this guidance to support you in your practice of walking mindfulness meditation may flow into your daily life. So those moments in life when you you're walking or moving as you go about your day, Perhaps bringing attention to the movement in your body. Contact with the feet. Awareness of whatever movements are possible for you as you travel from one point to another. Offering connection to our wider experience in each moment. Well, thank you so much for your practice today. Take good care.